Hello and welcome to The Lawn Hustle, season number 2, episode number 18. I appreciate you listening. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the disadvantages of mowing wet grass. In East Central Indiana, we have set all-time records for rainfall. At one point this spring, we got 7 inches of rain in 20 days. This week, it has rained every day but one. Next week, they are forecasting rain every day. When is it too wet to mow? Or how do you determine if it's wet but not too wet? As the professional, you know your properties. You know those properties that have trouble areas. You know the properties that retain water. You know the properties that have low-lying areas that accumulate and hold water. You have to determine what's best for you and your properties. The information that I give you in this podcast is just information I want to share with you. And maybe it can help you determine when it's too wet and when can you get started when it's wet but not too wet. It's very challenging, and it makes it very difficult to keep up. We have been running behind almost this whole spring. I have all of my clients on a schedule, and that schedule is just completely destroyed. Because it might rain Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And Thursday, it's not fair to mow my Thursday schedule when Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday was rained out. So I need to try and get as many properties done on Thursday as I can to try and catch up a little bit. And hopefully Thursdays, we can catch up on Friday or Saturday. I have several churches that we mow. They have to be done on Saturday because I want their properties to look nice for their Sunday service. I've had to skip some this week just because it's been too wet. And I know the properties. I know one church that comes to mind holds a lot of water. It would be extremely wet and difficult to mow that property today because of the amount of rainfall that we got this week. So it is challenging, and I know you're dealing with it as well as I am. I'm going to give you some reasons or some disadvantages of mowing wet grass. The first thing that comes to my mind is the clumping wet grass tends to clump together, which can create an uneven appearance on your lawn. The clumps can block the sunlight and the airflow and potentially damage the grass under the clump. Now, I have seen some of my competitors mow when it is absolutely pouring rain. They're leaving water trails, mud trails, ruts, getting stuck, blowing chunks of grass. And it almost looks worse when they finish than it did when they started, because it was just too wet to be mowing. I am fighting that this spring. I don't have all the answers. I just want to share some information with you. When you mow wet grass does not stand up like dry grass. So when it does dry out and the wet grass stands up, it gives you an uneven cut. You're going to end up with strips of grass that look taller and some that looks shorter, simply because the wetness of the grass prevented the grass from standing up like it does when it's dry. Mowing wet grass can also damage your grass. When you mow wet grass, your mower blades tend to rip the blade instead of an even cut. And when a blade of grass is ripped, it increases the risk of disease and pest in your soil. When you mow while it is too wet, not only does it clump, not only does it not cut even, not only does it increase the risk to damage the grass and or the soil, it clogs. It clogs up the mower chute. It clogs up the mower deck, which leads to interruptions while you're mowing. You might have to get out and clean out the discharge chute, or you might have to scrape your deck in the middle of a job because your deck is so compacted with grass clippings. When you mow wet grass, it increases the effort. It requires more effort from you, and it requires more effort from your equipment. When you mow wet grass, it's hard on your belts, your drive belts, your deck belts. When you mow wet grass, Your machine has to work harder, which could lead to your machine overheating, which increases the wear and tear of your mower's components. There are some safety risks when mowing wet grass. You are more likely to slip and fall. And you might think, come on, please, really? Wet grass is slippery. And it's just safer to mow when it's dry. And that's all I'm going to say on that. When you mow wet grass, it can contribute to soil compaction, especially if the ground is soft. The weight of your mower can press the wet soil down, leading to poor root growth and water absorption. The weight of your mower can rut a property when it's wet. This week, I just about got stuck on flat ground because the ground was so soft, the weight of my mower caused the mower to start to sink, and my tires began to spin. And I barely got out of that area without tearing stuff up, simply because I was trying to mow when I shouldn't have, because it was too wet. When it's wet, mowing can hinder the aeration of the soil. The weight of the mower can push the water deeper into the ground, reducing oxygen levels and impacting the overall health of your lawn. It's not just because I don't want to get wet. I don't want to tear up somebody's property and have to take money out of my pocket to fix it or to make it right. It's a fine line that we have to live, because we want to get our properties mowed. We want to make sure everyone gets service. But if it comes down to whether or not I'm going to tear up somebody's yard to mow it, I choose to wait until it's not as wet, not as muddy. Therefore, I am less likely to rut up a yard, to get stuck, to tear something up, to tear up a piece of equipment that I got to take money out of my pocket to repair. When you mow wet grass, it's more time consuming. It takes me longer because you have to go slower. You have to be more careful making your turns. When you mow wet grass, most of the time, you're going to have to double cut it. Sometimes triple cut. And if a property takes 30 minutes to mow, you're now there an hour. Or an hour and a half. Which means that's an extra 30 to minutes to an hour that you've spent on that property that you're not servicing another property or two properties. And instead of getting ahead, you're really getting further behind. Overhaul. It's best to wait for the grass to dry before you mow to ensure a clean, even cut and to minimize the potential to damage your client's property or to damage your expensive equipment. I said we have set record for rainfall in East Central Indiana. Presently, I am about one day behind. I'm working every dry hour to try to service my client's property. I would rather work odd, strange hours than to be so set on its 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And I have to mow regardless. So if it's raining, I'm mowing. If it's dry, I'm mowing. If it's too wet, I'm blowing chunks. I'm clogging up my equipment. I'm risking the safety of my employees. I'm potentially damaging my client's property. All because it's too wet. This morning, we determined we were going to start early. When I got up, made my first cup of coffee, and was getting ready to leave, it started raining. So I called my employees, said, hey, let's wait for a couple of hours, see how wet it gets. The first property mowed out nice. No clumps, no ruts, no mud trails, just because we waited 2 hours to get started. So we ended up mowing 17 today. And I'm one day behind. In a week where it rained every day but one. You do what you want. You do what's best for you. But generally, I do not recommend mowing wet grass for the reasons that we talked about. The clumping, the uneven look, the potential damage, the clogging up of your equipment. The increased effort by you and your equipment that it takes when you mow wet grass. The safety risk, the soil compaction, the lawn aeration issues that mowing wet grass can create. The amount of time that it takes. Overall, it's simply best to wait. Because when I mow, I want an even, clean cut that minimizes potential damage and it maximizes the performance of my job. Next week, we want to talk about the advantages of mowing when it is dry. I started off with the disadvantages of wet grass because we're dealing with it every day. But I want to talk next week about the advantages of mowing dry grass. Thank you for listening to The Lawn Hustle. Tune in next week for another episode. I hope you have a blessed week. I wish you much success. Read our show notes for some exciting information.